Welcome to Calming Harp, the sounds of David's Psalms. I'm glad you've joined us for this brief moment we share together. I will be playing some of the music that has been brought out of the Psalms. My name is Steve Reese. I play the harp. And over the last several years, I've been bringing the sounds of David's Psalms into recordings. You can find a lot of my music on my website, www.calmingharp.com. I have CDs available and MP3s. And you can go to YouTube. If you go to YouTube and then type in Peregrinati, Peregrinnatti, you will find hours of beautiful harp music that you can just play in the background and be calmed with the music that David may have played for his sheep at one time or another. So as we share this half hour, join me and enjoy the sounds of David's harp. Well, good morning, and I'm recording this on Shabbat, so it's Shabbat Shalom to those of you who were in that stream, and everyone. Just wanted to start out by reminding many of you are not aware that I primarily record this for a website called Hebrew Nation Online. If you go to HebrewNationOnline.com, they have many, many great teachers and programs, of which I am one. And Roland, who is one of the sponsors of that station, asked me to just remind you to help support them. They are a nonprofit, and it takes a little bit of money to do those things. They have a request that we should just put in $3, and that would help them tremendously. So I'm just passing along the message to y'all, and didn't want to forget to say that before I started. So today I'm kind of bouncing out of some reading Shirley and I have been doing in the Psalms in our morning worship. And so I wanted to share especially Psalm 71 with you. And it is a reminder to us that no matter what's going on, you know, it sounds like I'm stuck on the same theme, but you know what? Maybe I am, because I think in our time that we're going through as a nation and as the world community, I know some of you are listening to me from South Africa and Australia and other places, that we, as we see the leadership making really bad decisions that are affecting people's lives in very negative ways, and I won't get into the details, but I think you all know what I'm talking about, that sometimes we're tempted to think maybe the enemy's going to win after all. Maybe God doesn't hear, maybe. And Psalm 70 and on for at least 10, and I'm noting it looks like more than 10, are not written by King David, but they're written by a man by the name of Asaph. And it appears that it's a different Asaph than David had set up as one of the leaders of choirs in the Book of Chronicles. And so, because this Asaph is talking about a destroyed temple, so it's clearly much farther down the road in the stream of time where he is appearing and writing these psalms. And so it's important, I think about the context of the idea that the temple has been destroyed. A couple of the psalms refer to that, a couple of his psalms here. And he's talking about Israel being overcome by enemies, by armies, burning houses and temples. And so it's clear that he's writing post-destruction. And those are the times that are the hardest to believe that God is still in control. And yet, Asaph continues to remind us that that is true. So I've got a few more comments. I'm going to play the music of Psalm 90 first, and then I'll come back with some comments and some encouragements. So hang in there. Thank you. So I wanted to share with you, and I think I've said this before, but I think it's important with what we're talking about today. You think about Noah, Abraham, King David, each of them was faced with, are you going to trust God in spite of what you're seeing, or are you going to cave into what you're seeing and go with what people are telling you? And it's interesting to note that these great people of faith, of which we see Hebrews chapter 11 recording them down as those, as the Faith Hall of Fame, that each one of them had the opportunity to either trust God or not trust Him, in spite of what things looked like. And in fact, some of them never saw what God promised, but they trusted Him anyway. And so, usually when Shirley and I start a Harpin story at a new place, I ask people, I said, raise your hand if this is true. How many of you have had at least one time in your life when you know God stepped in and changed the circumstances? And almost every hand goes up. And I remind them, I said, what just crossed your mind is your story that you need to record. You need to keep track of it, because at that point when you saw that happen, you knew that God existed, that He cared for you, that He was concerned for you, and that He took care of you. In Hebrews 11 it says faith is the substance, the evidence, and I suggest that the substance is turning back to that page that we wrote down, that thing that happened, as our personal scripture, and remind ourselves, I didn't know what was going to happen then, but look what happened. Now, today, I don't know what's going to happen, but I'm going to trust because I see what He did last time. And I'm going to trust that He's going to come through again. It's one thing to read about Abraham and his trust, and it's amazing and it's great. But it's even more amazing when we read our own story, what God has done in our own lives. I'm trying to put together a book of people's stories. I don't know if it's ever going to happen, but that's the main theme of what I want people to understand, is that your story is powerful. Remember, we get to the book of Revelation, and it says they overcame by the blood of the Lamb, and number two, the word of their testimony. That is how we overcome. That is what gives us the strength, the power, the fortitude to stand in the face of what people are saying, what people are doing, what's happening in our nation, what's happening in our world, to stand and say, I believe God's still in control, and I'm going to trust Him no matter what. So in light of those ideas, I want to play the music of Psalm 91, which is one of the most amazing psalms. And it is telling us, I will abide in the secret place of the Most High and trust in the shadow of the Almighty and dwell in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will see it, but it will not come near me. His angels will lift me up and keep me from dashing my foot against a stone. So this is Psalm 91. Many people call it the 911 Psalm. And I believe it is, because at those times when we're tempted to not trust, we're reminded through the psalm. It actually, many people believe it was actually written by Moses. So there were other psalm authors besides David. But the psalms have always been important to us because they always remind us of our faithful God who loves us as a father and takes care of us. So listen to Psalm 91, and then I'll come back with final comments.
Thank you.
So while Psalm 91 is playing in the background, I'll bring it down a little bit. I wanted to read out of Psalm 71. In you, O Yahweh, I've taken refuge. Let me never be ashamed. In your righteousness, deliver and rescue me. Incline your ear to me and save me. Be to me a rock to dwell in, to go into continually. You have given the command to save me, for you are my rock and my stronghold. Sounds a lot like Psalm 91. Rescue me, O my Elohim, out of the hand of the wrong, out of the hand of the unrighteous and cruel. For you are my expectation, Master Yahweh, my trust from my youth. Upon you I have leaned from my birth. You took me out of my mother's womb. My praise is continually of you. And one of the editions I was reading actually said, I trusted you in my mother's womb, which is a very interesting thought. I have become as a wonder to many, but you are my strong refuge. My mouth is filled with your praise, your splendor all the day. Do not cast me off in the time of old age, when my strength fails. Do not forsake me. For my enemies have spoken against me, and those who watch for my life have taken counsel together, saying, Elohim has forsaken him. Pursue and take him, for there is no one to deliver. O Yahweh, do not be far from me, my Elohim. Hasten to my help. Let those who are adversaries of my life be ashamed, consumed. Let those who seek my evil be covered with reproach and confusion. But I continually wait and shall praise you more and more. My mouth recounts your righteousness, your deliverance all the day, though I do not know their numbers. I come in the might of the Master Yahweh. I make mention of your righteousness, yours alone. Elohim, you have taught me from my youth, and to this day I declare your wonders. And also, when I am old and gray, O Yahweh, do not forsake me, until I declare your strength to a generation, your might to all those who are to come. It's important for us to pass on to our children and children's children what we have come to understand about our Heavenly Father. For your righteousness, O Yahweh, is very high. You who have done great deeds, O Yahweh, who is like you? You have shown me great and evil distresses. Revive me again and bring me up again from the depths of the earth. You increase my greatness and comfort me on every side. Also with the lyre or the harp, I praise you for your trustworthiness, O my Yahweh. I sing to you with the, and this is the nevel, which is the harp more like what I play. O set apart one of Israel. My lips shout for joy when I sing to you, even my being which you have redeemed. My tongue too utters your righteousness all day long, for those who have been seeking my evil have been put to shame, have become abashed. I just love those thoughts that he presents there. And I think it's one of the things that we need to remember in our own day-to-day lives and activities. When things are starting to look rough and it's starting to look like the enemy may be winning, he says here in the psalm to sing praises, to shout about his righteousness, to proclaim even to the next generation the goodness of our Heavenly Father, what he has done for us. Those are the things that change our perception of what is really going on, of the reality. I remember Oswald Chambers talks about the small R reality, which is what is going on around us that we see with our natural eyes. And then what he calls the capital R reality, what we see with the eyes that our Heavenly Father gives us to look around and say, That may look really bad, but you know what? I'm righteous and I'm in charge and you're on the right side. So lift up your head, for your redemption draws nigh. Even Luke uses those words. He says, when you see these things come about, these really bad things that are tending to try to make you discouraged, when you see these things, lift up your eyes, for your redemption draws nigh. That is the answer to our problem, folks. To lift up our eyes, to not dwell on what's happening here on the news and the everything that's coming at us 24/7, but to change our focus, place our vision on the things of our Heavenly Father, on the things that He has done in the past, and the things that we know He will do in the future. And in those things, we can be encouraged and we can walk forward into our next hour, our next day, our next week, knowing that He is in charge of our lives. So be encouraged today. So I hope you've enjoyed our time together. Stay tuned, as I say, little pun. I have many more songs to share with you. I have more to share about how this all comes together. And I pray that you will share and help people, especially those you see stressed, especially in these times that we're going through. Bring people to this calming and this peace and this rest that this beautiful music of the Psalms of David brings to each of our lives. Thank you for listening. Hope to see you next week. Many, many blessings to you all today.